The sound that you're hearing, the sound of my voice, is a real sound. It comes to your receiver unaltered by tape delay, echo, or other special effects. This is Radio Verite. 24 hours every day, the WMFO staffers talk to you with their real voices and play real music on real records made by real people. Radio Verite. Reality as it is experienced, reality as it is broadcast from our transmitter, is what you will receive when you set your dial to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, the real station for real people. Radio Verite. 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 Verite.
Follow. I could think things through. Now any notion I fancy will do. My lifetime's false is divided by true. Old age becomes me. So many memories to recall. Good times, bad times, big and small. Now like New England after the fall, old age becomes me. The sycamores and willows stand tall down by the stream. My blanket is a jacaranda blue. Among my extra pillows, I still know how to dream. Someday I'm gonna run away with you. I know life is much more than my limited attention span. Now all I do is all I can. Old age becomes me. Far worse is all those people in the know who claim they can explain the reasons why. I've had my fill of all the ballyhoo. Enough of the soft shoe shufflers too. And as for the young and beautiful, well, you know what they can do. Old age becomes me.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up the first portion of this evening's program. I hope you enjoyed all of that silliness, because, yeah, that was a lot. But in a very compact little bundle of time. We do like to bundle it up here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But now we turn our attention, as we always do, to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Let's see, am I really at days and weeks now, or do I have to be months? No, I can still say weeks. Woohoo! All right, I feel much better now, thank you. So I had been doing the radio obituary stats at the end of the program, which, you know, maybe that makes sense, but I kind of feel like you're going to hear it more if I do it at the beginning. And what am I doing this for if you're not listening? You know, there's that. So I'm going to be starting the radio obituaries with what the stats will be for the radio obituary year that started back in November of 2020. Because, of course, it does go November through October around here. So we can do the clip show around Thanksgiving. And it feels late enough in the year that it makes sense to remind you that that's just around the corner. So the stats for the radio obituary year, by the end of tonight's program, we will have completed 365 radio obituaries, we will have declined 504, and we will still have 71 in the backlog. These days, 71 feels like, ah, that's nothing. It's plenty. Plenty, mind you. But you know what I'm saying. Anyway, now it's time to begin the radio obituaries. But you know what I'm going to do before I do that. I am going to remind you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Lori Desmond, also credited sometimes as Sheila Hunt, but she was an Australian award-winning singer, recording artist, radio and television presenter, character actress, and playwright. Her career spanned over 55 years in Australia and in the United Kingdom. She started her career in England in 1945 as a teenager at a mere tender 15 years old as a singing cigarette girl, and ended up becoming a celebrity performing as a solo artist and with the backing group The Rebels. In 1957, she competed in the second semifinal of the Festival of British Popular Songs, where the winner got to participate in the Eurovision Song Contest. She did not win. Oh, so close. Close enough to get a reference to it in her radio obituary. She just passed away at 91. It is the initial radio obituary for Lori Desmond, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
What gives a girl that Sunday feeling? A boy on a Saturday night. What makes her young heart hit the ceiling? A boy on a Saturday night. What makes a boy feel like a hero in a book? That sweet I love you look in her eyes. What are their eager lips revealing? I would bet a turtle dove they must be speaking of that Saturday night they met and fell in love. What makes a boy feel like a hero in a book? That sweet I love you look in her eyes. What are their eager lips revealing? I would bet a turtle dove they must be speaking of that Saturday night they met and fell in love.
You won't be around, she said. You won't be around. You must be a square. I called you up, you said you'd come to the party, have some fun. Call me back on the party line.
Tell me you had changed your mind.
Change your mind, change your mind.
You said you won't be around, she said. You won't be around, she said. You won't be around. You must be a square.
Your mind, and that was wrong.
That was wrong. That was wrong.
He said, you won't be around. 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 You must be a square.
Said, you won't be around. Said, you won't be around. Said, you won't be around.
Oh, you must be a square.
Square, square, square. But you were
a real cool cat, but you left me downright flat. Won't have you knocking that outdoor.
'Cause we don't dig you anymore. Tell me you had changed your mind.
He said you won't be around. Said you won't be around. Said you won't be around. You must be a square.
He said you won't be around. Said you won't be around. Said you won't be around. You must be a square.
He said you won't be around.
Said you won't be around. Said you won't be around. You must be a square.
You must be a square.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Yoshi Wada, the Japanese sound installation artist and musician. He lived in the U.S. in New York City for many years, later moving to San Francisco. He joined the Fluxus movement in 1968 and also studied with the North Indian vocalist Pandit Pran Nath. His works often incorporated the use of drone and were usually performed at very high volume, allowing for overtones within the sound to be heard very clearly. He frequently performed his own compositions, featuring much freedom of improvisation, and he used the Scottish Highland bagpipe and voice, also a number of homemade instruments, including pipe horns, which were very long horn-type instruments made from metal plumbing pipe. He also had some homemade reed instruments that involved multiple bagpipe-like pipes connected to a large air compressor. He named these instruments Alligator and the Elephantine Crocodile. Yoshi Wada just passed away at 77. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Sam Reed, the Philly-based tenor saxophonist. He worked at the Uptown Theater in the late 1950s and 60s, playing jazz and rhythm and blues. He was also the musical director in later years for Teddy Pendergrass. And in the 1970s, he was the horn contractor for Gamble & Huff's Philadelphia International Records. Sam Reed just passed away at 85. It's the next radio obituary, starting with some monkey content, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, fate just might change her hand.
I was always told I was so egotistic. I guess it was my way of being realistic. And now I know I was told the truth, and it all resulted in my losing you. Baby, 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 I've got to find you, baby. Might change her hand.
Even if I do go back, someone's taking my slack. I'm lost in a twilight world. I've loved such a wonderful girl. Oh. Hear me, baby. Don't you know that? Baby, 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 yeah. I gotta go home. I've got to go home now. I wanna see my baby. I'm tired.
Just one look at you, my a gypsy,
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 gypsy in me.
Do, do, do.
I love all
do, do, do.
The many charms about you,
charms about you.
Papa, come to Papa do, my sweet embraceable, my sweet embraceable, you, you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the cleanup radio obituary is for Paul Mooney, the American comedian, writer, and social critic, also an actor, but he was best known as a writer for Richard Pryor and for his collaborations with Red Fox. He wrote for Sanford and Son, also collaborations with Eddie Murphy and Dave Chappelle. He's known as an actor for playing Sam Cooke in The Buddy Holly Story way back in 1978. He played Junebug in Spike Lee's Bamboozled in 2002 and Negrodamus on Chappelle's Show. Working with Richard Pryor, he ended up writing Pryor's routines for appearances on Saturday Night Live. And when he was the head writer for The Richard Pryor Show, he gave many young comics, including Robin Williams, Sandra Bernhard, John Witherspoon, and Tim Reed, their first break into show business. He also acted in Which Way Is Up, Bustin' Loose, and Hollywood Shuffle. Paul Mooney just passed away at 79. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I was in jail too, man. It's cold-blooded in the jail. Nixon wouldn't have lasted 2 days. They'd have turned him out. Right, niggas was waiting on Nixon to come to jail.
What's happening, Tricky Dick?
Yeah, I'm gonna see how tricky you are.
Couldn't you see Nixon right?
Let me make this perfectly clear.
I went to jail for income tax evasion, right? You know, I didn't know a motherfucking thing about no taxes. I told the judge, said, Your Honor, I forgot. You know, he said, you remember next year, nigga. Start writing on your ass. They give niggas time like it's lunch down there. You go down there looking for justice, that's what you find, just us. Gave one nigga 40 years, man. I saw the judge at 40 years straight up.
40 years, boom. That's right, fella, 40 years. You want some more time, buddy?
And the dude had a court-appointed lawyer, right, copping the plea for him and said,
Your Honor, this man is not a heroin dealer per se. He's being manipulated by these people. He was merely trying to get enough monies together to help his dear mom. She had a spinal condition. She needed an operation. And he didn't have the funds to do this, Your Honor. And he was merely trying to raise the money. He tried every odd job he could, and he could not raise the monies. When the officers caught him with the 280 kilos, he was trying to purchase a hospital in the Bahamas.
Judge said, motion denied. Nigga was so fucked up when they led him away, he said, thank you, Your Honor. Made me mad too, Jack. You know, I said, get that motherfucker 40 years, that's cold blooded. See, motherfucker sentenced me, but he ain't gonna get my dignity, kiss my ass, Jack. I step right up there, shit.
Say, what it is?
Huh? Run it down.
Judge said, what are you doing the next couple of months, Mr. Pryor?
Well, I'll be helping crippled children and anything I can for humanity, sir.
I had my pants all down by my ankles when he was finished.
Just don't stick it in too far, Your Honor, please.
You got to be funny in jail or give up the booty. Wasn't nobody fucking me, no place. I made niggas laugh all day long. keep their mind off the booty. Just... Nigga tried to fuck me, you'd have read about it in Jet. Been picture of the week. Because doctors be done.
Mr. Pryor, would you let the dick go now, please?
We just want to sew it back on the body.
On to the radio obituary for Nelson Sargento, the Brazilian composer and singer, visual artist, actor, and writer, also a Brazilian popular music researcher. He gained notability as a singer at the famed Zecatola Lounge back in the 1960s, but it was only in 1979, at the age of 55, that he recorded his first album. But throughout his career, he composed more than 400 works. Nelson Sargento just passed away at 96. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Você condena o que a moçada anda fazendo e não aceita o teatro de revista. A arte moderna pra você não vale nada. Até vedete você diz não ser artista. Você se julga muito bom e até perfeito. Por qualquer coisa deita logo falação. Mas eu conheço bem o seu defeito e não vou fazer segredo, não. Você condena o que a moçada anda fazendo e não aceita o teatro de revista. Arte moderna pra você não vale nada. Até vedete você diz não ser artista. Você se julga muito bom e até perfeito. Por qualquer coisa deita logo falação. Mas eu conheço bem o seu defeito e não vou fazer segredo, não. Você é visto toda sexta no Juá, e não é só no carnaval que vai pros bailes se acabar. Fim de semana você deixa a companheira e no bar com os amigos bebe bem a noite inteira. Segunda-feira chega na repartição, pede dispensa para ir o oculista. E vai curar sua ressaca simplesmente. Você não passa de um falso moralista. E vai curar sua ressaca simplesmente. Você não passa de um falso moralista.
A primavera adorada, inspiradora de amor.
Da natura dando fruto.
the one whom this feeling must start. A primavera matizada e viçosa, pontilhada de amores, engalanada, majestosa. Desabrocham as flores nos campos, nos jardins e nos quintais.
A primavera é a estação dos vegetais. Ó primavera dourada, inspiradora de
flores. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have the radio obituary for Robert Downey Sr., the American filmmaker and actor, best known for having written and directed the 1969 underground film Putney Swope, a satire on the New York Madison Avenue advertising world. He initially made his mark creating basement-budget independent films, aligning with the absurdist movement coming of age in counterculture anti-establishment 1960s America. He went on to work on more well-funded affairs as time went by, going on to work on Mad Magazine's Up the Academy, the Gong Show movie, To Live and Die in L.A., and The Twilight Zone, among many, many, many other projects. Robert Downey Sr. just passed away at 85. I think we're going to start off this radio obituary with something from Up the Academy. It was not the first time I ever heard it, but it was the first time that this song by a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite really sunk in on me, because I did watch that film many, many times, because it was around the time that cable movie channels entered my awareness, where I would be able to watch the same movie over and over and over in a way that I never could before. So let's start out with a little something special from Up the Academy in the radio obituary for Robert Downey Sr. right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6! Good evening. I'm Hardly Reasonable.
And I'm Mike Walrus, and this is Tell the People.
It was just over a month ago that Hiram Grayson, president of the Valiant Tobacco Company, made the incredible offer of $25 million to any town in America that could stop smoking for 30 days.
Surprisingly, the other tobacco companies were enthusiastic about this offer. David Chetley, talk to the president of United Tobacco.
The Valiant Tobacco Company's Cold Turkey Project is in its 11th day. How do you feel about it now?
I told you to leave me the f*** alone.
David Chetley, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hiram Grayson's offer wasn't as irresponsible as some people thought, however. For a whole family to quit smoking is fairly common. Even a neighborhood might get together and agree to stop. But the thought that an entire town would sign a pledge to kick the habit, even for $25 million, staggers the imagination.
Still, one American town, Eagle Rock, Iowa, has done just that. Every smoker has agreed to quit, or they've left town.
Our camera crews have
been... That's my line.
Sorry, Mike.
Our camera crews have been in Eagle Rock since the beginning of the experiment, which they call Project Cold Turkey. The Eagle Rockians are typical small-town Americans with an unusual amount of community pride, which has helped them to stand the strain of sudden and complete withdrawal from tobacco.
Project Cold Turkey is now 29 days old, and the excitement is mounting. Correspondent Walter Kranick got to go to Eagle Rock to be in on the finish.
David Chetley got to go, too. I could have gone, too, if I wanted to. I just didn't want to.
With only one day left, a number of questions still remain unanswered. Can the smokers of Eagle Rock remain true to their pledge?
I had five gherkins before I decided to wrap them in salami. And this is my second carrot. That's two carrots, six slices of salami, 11 gherkins, and I haven't counted them, sheep. And it isn't even 7 o'clock yet.
Will Project Cold Turkey be made an example by the American Medical Association?
This is how...
No.
You come at your own risk.
And I'm going to take that cigarette away from you.
But I've never operated without having a cigarette first.
For God's sakes, let him smoke!
And finally, is there a plot afoot to sabotage the project?
Well, he's a communist. Look at them cigarettes.
This car's a rental.
Sure, and I'm an unwed mother.
Only the next 24 hours will answer these questions. This is Mike Walrus.
And I'm Hardly Reasonable. Good night.
The big clock is wrong!
No! No! The big clock's another wrong!
What do you say we fly out to Eagle Rock, Hardly, and see how it all turns out?
No, Mike, I think I'll wait until the picture comes to this theater.
Ain't no man can tell you what's right wrong for you, 'cause you gotta know what you need to know what you got to do.
You gotta walk it, just like you talk it, or be sure you're gonna lose that beat. Yeah, you gotta walk it, just like you talk it, or be sure you're gonna lose that beat.
You wrap yourself to ribbons, and kick, but to join the race you gotta change your face. The whole thing seems so sick.
You gotta walk it, just like you talk it, or be sure you're gonna lose that beat. Yeah, you gotta walk it, just like you talk it, or be sure you're gonna lose that beat. Talk it, or be sure you're gonna lose that beat. Yeah, you gotta walk it, just like you talk it, or be sure you're gonna lose that beat.
Now Carter, he's got a problem, and most folks do, you'll agree. He's gotta grab, go blind, or lose his mind, and most folks do all three.
Oh, you gotta walk it, just like you talk it or be sure you're gonna lose that beat. Yeah, you gotta walk it. Ooh. Just like you talk it or be sure you're gonna lose that beat. Smack your hands, tap your feet, walking like you're talking.
George,
I know a guy.
Yes, you know.
I couldn't.
You know it,
it's revolution here.
Welcome to our world headquarters of the Bureau of Sexological Investigation. My name is Dr. Harrison T. Rogers. Now that we have reached the last holdout of human ignorance, the nature of man's sexuality in America today, I'd like to invite you inside these doors. Our outpatient clinic is perhaps one of the busiest in the country. We treat all kinds of patients. They're welcome here. If you have a sexual problem, we're ready to treat you.
What is the ideal penis length?
Just about 4 or 5 inches. Just about like that.
Oh, about 9.5.
Down here.
Right about
below the knee.
The male organ has an average of 6 inches in length. The female orifice has 8 inches of possibility, which means that if you translate this to world population, there are some millions of miles of unused orifice.
At this time, I think we should talk about contraceptives. The ingenuity of modern man has given the fertile woman a variety of devices, starting, of course, with the diaphragm.
Look at the names for the sexual anatomy. They all sound like foreign imported cars. The Peugeot, the vulva.
What I'm saying to you, America, is it doesn't matter how large a breast of a woman's is, as long as they're huge.
Do you think that the armed services discriminate against transsexuals?
Thank God they do, otherwise I'd be fighting in Vietnam.
This might sound strange, but I really sometimes feel that I'm a reincarnation of Fatty Arbuckle.